all about concussions. This is a special edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. This week, the Michigan High School Athletic Association released the results of its first year-long study of head injuries in interscholastic sports, an unprecedented feat for any sports organization looking at concussions in all sports at all levels. 99% of over 750 member high schools reported, and the final totals were 4,452 confirmed concussions, affecting 1.6% of the participants, and a lot of additional data that has MHSAA Executive Director Jack Roberts feeling will benefit the cause of making school sports safer.
We know that school sports are safer than they've ever been, thanks to advancements in equipment, increased and more complete coaches' education, and rules designed to promote safety in both practices and competition. However, for the first time now, through our mandated reporting requirement, we'll be able to establish baselines to measure our progress year over year in reducing head injuries in all of school sports. And we are raising some questions that we will seek to get answered with the help of research partners.
The statistic that stood out above all was the disparity in concussions between boys and girls in the same sport. In sports like soccer, basketball, and baseball softball, girls by a 2-to-1 or 3-to-1 ratio had more concussions than boys.
Experts tell us that it's not surprising that girls report more head injuries than boys, but we found it stunning how many more head injuries the girls reported than boys. And we'd like to find out what physiological, what psychological, or what social factors may contribute to this disparity in reporting, and we want to use the answers to better prepare school personnel, especially coaches who will be working with girls and boys who might be over or under reporting head injuries in interscholastic athletics.
Football, as expected, had the most concussions with 49 per 1,000 participants, followed by ice hockey, 8-player football, girls soccer, and girls basketball. You can find the complete report on the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Mason Berglund of Rapid River, who ran for 2 touchdowns, passed for 2 more, and banged home 3 2-point conversions, including the overtime game winner in a 36-34 win over Weberville in an 8-player football game on Friday. And Shepherd's cross-country team swept their first ever Blue Jay Invitational on their new course last week, with senior Tyler Travis winning the boys' race, sophomore Amber Gall winning the girls. Don't grab that energy drink for a quick pick-me-up. Choose a snack with carbohydrates and fluid, like a piece of fruit. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
And to wrap up this special, a few thoughts about what the MHSAA has done and where it has yet to go when it comes to concussions. No state high school athletic association has ever undertaken such a comprehensive program of education, practice policies, sideline testing, in-game and post-game processing of head injury events in all sports, and not just football, return to play protocols, and backed it all up with gap insurance to help families pay for concussion care not covered by other policies. But like any hot topic in sports, medicine, politics, and society, and this one bundles all four, it can be tough sledding at times to get things done. Vendors want their products involved. Organizations want their materials and stamp of approval on it. Lawmakers want things their own way. Medical folks clash over this and that. Media members focused on one tiny element instead of the big picture. A lot of well-intentioned people, to be sure, but a lot of people involved going in different directions in a large turf war involving our kids. The MHSAA wouldn't allow itself to be encumbered. Its governing board and staff made quick and decisive decisions to take actions which so far have been nothing but positive. There's more to be done to continue to make these games, already safer than ever before, even safer, but the association has hit a proverbial grand slam to start, and I do mean start this game. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.